Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of Chametz on Pesach. So before anything else, let me dispel the suspense. Chametz on Pesach is prohibited, but we're just going to have a series just to discuss a little bit some of the halachos relating to Chametz on Pesach. So the first relevant thing to think of in this context regards the mitzvah of bedika. Searching for chametz. It's very interesting. Famously, we're taught in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that the Torah gives a mitzvah of tashpisu se'or mibateichem, of laying rest, the less loosely translated as chametz, from your houses. And the Gemara says fascinatingly that there are two ways to fulfill this Torah mandate of destroying one's chametz. One is to physically destroy one's chametz, and one is to mentally destroy one's chametz. As the Gemara famously says, hashpasa b'leiv hi hashpasa. That to lay it to rest mentally is also valid. So the physical process begins with bedika. We search for chametz. It's obviously not enough to just destroy the chametz that I'm readily aware of. The point is I need to search my house to find the chametz. And then whatever chametz I find, I destroy. But then we also do bittul, which is will translate bittul as a nullification of the chametz. A person says that in their mind the chametz is meaningless, ka'afra da'ara, like dust of the earth, and for that matter is also hefker, is also ownerless. So the very basic question is, it seems we're fulfilling the Torah mitzvah twice over. We are searching for chametz, we're burning our chametz erev Pesach morning, and on the other hand, we're also doing bittul. It's very nice that we're fulfilling the mitzvah twice over. It probably would be easier to just do one or the other. And I think everyone listening knows which one would be easier of the two. Just saying, bittul, why do we have to turn our houses upside down? So the rabbis required that both be done. If I do one of the two, I fulfill my Torah obligation, but I need to do both in order to fulfill my rabbinic obligation. So the obvious question is, if I can fulfill my obligation by just doing bittul, why do I have to search my house? And so let me fulfill my Torah obligation with the bittul. Why do the rabbis also make me search my house? So one reason famously cited in the Rishonim is Shema Yavol La'achlo. Maybe a person will come to eat from the chametz. You could certainly imagine it happening, that person gets up in the middle of the night. They've said the bittul very piously and religiously before Pesach. They really believe the chametz is worthless. They get up 2:30 in the morning on the third day of Chol HaMoed and they're hungry, and they come to their cabinet and they see Cheerios. And you know what? At 2:30 in the morning, especially if one's a bit hungry, Cheerios doesn't seem so worthless. And a person might forget and might even come to eat the chametz itself. And we know it's very serious to eat chametz on Pesach. It's one of the few things for which one would be obligated kares. So therefore, the rabbis wanted to make sure the chametz was out of the picture and there'd be no mistakes. And therefore, they said, even if there's a Torah mitzvah to only do a bittul, we want you to physically destroy the chametz from your home. The other reason that it makes sense to physically destroy the chametz, even if one has already mentally destroyed the chametz, is the very obvious thing, that perhaps it's not enough to just say the words of bittul, but presumably you need to mean the bittul. And it's very possible that many times when we say the bittul, we don't really mean it that much. And therefore, it makes sense that we should also physically destroy the chametz. Okay, once we have to physically destroy the chametz to make sure a person doesn't eat chametz in the middle of the night, to make sure a person isn't relying on a bittul to which they didn't really intend the words passionately, so why do we have to do bittul at all, just destroy the chametz? And that, I think, should be self-evident enough. It's always possible that we missed something. And since it's possible that we missed something, so therefore, as a protection, we also say bittul. We should mean the bittul. We should know what the words of the bittul mean. We should understand what we're saying. We should think about it. But it's essentially being there as just a safety net, just in case there was some chametz that we missed. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.